Amen. And we decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives and our families' lives this day. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us this day. We decree and declare divine connections and divine activities this day. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us right now this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and even our families' lives this day. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place right now this day. We decree and declare prosperity be sent now this day. We decree and declare the turnaround take place even now, this day. We decree and declare the double portion happen this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path this day. We decree and declare favor around travel, even in our comings and in our goings, Father, this day. We decree and declare escalations and promotions over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow this day. We decree and declare money making money, creative ideas happening this day. We decree and declare love, power, and a sound mind this day. We decree and declare that God continues to load us daily with benefits and that he is our salvation this day. We decree and declare the manifestation of his word show forth this day. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people this day. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing which we have not room yet to receive this day. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower this day. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail this day. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly language.
I'm going to be Thank you, Father. As the praises go up, the blessings come down. Father God, thank you for this new day, even on this morning, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to come before you and worship you and lift your name on high even now, Father God. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for life even now, Father God. We thank you for every life here on the line even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for the fire and the intensity of this prayer even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Father God, touch their minds, touch their thought processes, Father God. Father God, lead and guide our children even now, even as they're preparing for school, even on today, Father God. Father God, allow right circumstances for our children even now, Father God. Father God, protect us, Father God. Lead us and guide us in the way that we should go even now, Father God. Father God, allow a fresh wind of peace to flow in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, allow clarity to reign in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for right direction. We thank you for right thought even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for keeping us on track, Father God, allowing us to focus. And Father God, give us innovative ideas and allow us to have the be in the right state of mind even now. We thank you for clear direction even now, Father God, and clear choices. In your mighty name we pray. I love you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to come together in agreement, Lord God. Thank you for your presence, Lord God, most of all, that is with us, and your favor, Lord, and your protection and direction, Lord God. Continue to direct our path, and as your word declares, Lord God, that you order our steps. And thank you, Lord, for that continued clarity and direction. Thank you for restoration and healing for each one of us, Lord God, whatever areas we need restoration and healing in, Lord God, so we can be able to complete what was before in order to move forward into the new that you have for us, Lord God, in order that we can be whole, Lord God. Just decree and declare that we are whole, Father God, in order to move forward into all the things, all the plans for good that you have for each one of us, Father. Prepare the way for Zoe Ministries, Lord God, Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah, as they continue to globalize the prophetic and make plans for Africa, Lord God. We pray pray that you will go before, Lord God, and even prepare the way, prepare the ground, Lord God, and continue to bring insight and wisdom and direction as you globalize the prophetic, Father God. Have your will and your way in these times that we're in, Lord God. And again, we agree for your protection, Lord, especially for those that are in the forecasted area for the storms, Lord. Have your protection and let the storms dissipate, Lord God, that it will come to naught, Lord God. And just let your mercy and favor be with each one. And to you be the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we give you thanks again and praise. Father, for unto you, Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. And Lord, even as we humble ourselves, Father, on the almighty hands this morning, to give you praise, honor, and glory and adoration. Father, for your peace, my God, that passeth all understanding, that will continue to keep our hearts and minds, Father, stayed upon you, because you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for a strong mind, Father, that we can go, Lord, and look to you, Father, knowing, Father, that the name of our Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous, my God, run into it, and they are safe. We thank you for being our eternal refuge, and on each everlasting arms. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your angels on a mighty assignment, Father, continuing to camp around about us. As we decree and declare, Father, let God arise, and let all enemies be scattered, Father, in the east, west, north, and south. We thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit, Father, even in these last days, as you said in your word. You poured your Spirit upon all flesh, upon our sons and daughters, Father. They shall prophesy. Young men shall see vision. Old men shall dream dreams upon your servant and your handmaiden, Father, and they shall prophesy in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Spirit of prophecy, Father. It's a testament of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the blood covering. We thank you for your unction, Father, to function in every area, Father, even of our Archbishop Ebona Journal and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Journal, Father, that you're strengthening, my God, Father, and seeing the strength renewed like the eagle, my God, to soar in heights and depths, my God, even to the unfolding of mysteries, Father, as your ambassador of your word, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the open doors, Father, even now that, Lord, you are going before us as a, Lord, as our Abba Father. Lord, you already declared it, Father, and Lord, you are making the crooked path straight. We thank you, Father, for the healing, Lord, even, Lord, of the nation, Father, the leaf of the midst of a tree of paradise, my God, for the healing of the nation for the 12 months. We thank you, Father, for the healing virtue flowing, even those, my God, in hospitals, the sick and the shut in, Father, amen, that you are strong. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for life. We thank you that you would continue to breathe fresh new breath of air in us each and every day, Lord God. We pray that you would just have your way in this season and in this hour and in this time, Lord God. But whatever area of confusion or lack of clarity there is, Lord, I just pray that you would bring peace of mind and peace of heart, from health to finances, Lord God, to relationships, to careers. Lord, I pray that your hand, your helping hand, just be in all things. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the miracles and the blessings. We thank you for the increase, Lord God. And we just commit, Lord God, ourselves to you. We pray the Holy Spirit continue to guide us, Lord God, in all the days of our lives. We pray a special prayer for our leaders and our shepherds in this hour, Lord God, that you would touch them, that you would speak to them like never before. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that continues to flow through them onto us, Lord God, and we are forever grateful. We are grateful and honored, Lord God, that you would choose us to be your vessels. Lord, I pray for our children in this season, in this hour, and in this time. Lord, I pray that your hand be upon them, that they will come to know you for themselves. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. And I thank you, God, for restoring my soul and the souls of your people. Thank you, God, for this prayer line and for the ability to be on it. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, because your mercy endures forever, oh God. And I thank you, God, for the vision of the master prophet and prophetess, Pastor Deborah Jordan. their vision to globalize the prophetic and to allow us to come together in unity on this prayer line on this morning. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your grace, which is sufficient also, God. And I ask you to bless each and every prophet on the line, each and every person listening in, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, God. Give them peace in their hearts and their minds. Fulfill the desires of their hearts, Lord, and allow them to move forward in faith because they have the victory. Thank you, God, for the victory. Thank you for your covering and your blessing. Thank you for Prophetess Darlene leading the call. Thank you for her leadership. Thank you, God, for each and every person on the line. And those who did not make it on tonight, bless your prophets in a mighty way, God. Bless them and cover them and keep them in perfect peace. You said you would keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Our hearts and our minds are stayed on you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. And I also ask a special blessing for those who are traveling to Africa in the next couple of weeks, Lord. Pray for their safety. I pray for their peace. Pray for their fellowship and revelation. Pray for unity. We pray for their covering. We pray for their safety and that all would go well and very well. And thank you, God, for healing your people. Those who are sick and shut in, we pray for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and anyone else who's on the prayer line or on the who have asked for prayer or who have not spoken it, God. Bless your people. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the authority, Father, to declare, Father. We thank you for, and we are humbled by the opportunity to put word to declaration in different areas of our lives. And we just thank you for what the declarations of past have done to our present space, Lord, what the authority of leadership and the word of leadership have already declared in the areas of family. And we thank you for what that declaration is doing for men and women and their relationships. So we thank you for what it's doing with children, Father. We thank you for the declarations that have been made in the areas of finances, Father, and what it is doing for our people in the areas of education, both self-education and modern more general educations and more traditional educations, Father. We thank you for what it's doing in the opportunities of careers, Lord, and business, Father. We thank you for the declarations in the area of health, Father, and what it is actually inspiring men and women of God to do in the areas of their health as far as eating habits and sleeping and resting and exercise. Father, Lord, let us continue to grow and yield from the seeds of declaration that have been planted for us many, many generations above. And always, Lord, let us continue to give reverence to them, Lord, again and again. We thank you for bringing us back to the Word of God, to the Bible, Father, and what the declarations are in the Bible and really understanding where we go next. Lord, we thank you for our leadership, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, Lord, and his space in the universe and his space in our lives. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be. We thank you, God, because you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Almighty God. And we thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for clearing our understanding of your truth, God. We want to thank you, God, for clarity, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for having mercy on your people who are ill, God. We want to thank you, God, for restoring us, oh God, and from to good health, God. We thank you, God, for letting us and have that privilege of glorifying your name, God. We thank you, God, for love, God, that reaches to the end of the world, God. We thank you, God, for abundance, good and goodness and truth, God. We want to thank you, God, for the overflow, God. We want to thank you, God, for the cash flow, God. We want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for soulmates, oh oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for keeping your marriage strong and full of love, God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, their loved ones, their family, their children, God. And we want to thank you, God, for continuing being with the children, shielding them and protecting them from evil, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, God, for all your leaders of your churches. We thank you, God, for our leaders, God. And we thank you, God, for giving them directions in their lives and the lives of your people, God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you have already condemned, oh God. And thank you, God, for keeping our enemy under our feet. We thank you, God. In your masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we're just thanking you for another day to come before you. We thank you for being in your presence, Father. We thank you for loving us so much unconditionally. Father, we thank you for every word. We thank you for every prayer that is uttered. We thank you that you answer it in a timely fashion. Father, we thank you for being our source. We thank you for being in control of our lives, our way of being. Father, we thank you for the sacrifices that was made before we even came into earth. We thank you for world peace, Father. We thank you for the leadership, our Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the legacy of the Jordan family. Father, we thank you for all the bishops and the pastors and the elders and the deacons and the deaconesses and the prophets and the prophetess. Father, we thank you for poem. We thank you for prophecology. Father, we thank you for healing and strength to each and every one's body, for all of our loved ones, our family, for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Father, we thank you for everyone that may be feeling ill, or Father, we just know that the angels are working it out on their behalf, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We know that no weapon formed against anyone in connection with this ministry shall ever prosper. Father, we thank you for the guidance as the prophets go to South Africa as they travel to and fro. Father, just keep a hedge of protection around each and every individual. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that you will allow to take place. We thank you for the coming together of the prophets internationally. Father, we thank you for the children that's going back to school. Father, just keep a hedge of protection around my daughter, Lene, as she has entered into college. Father, keep her mind at perfect peace, knowing that you're in control of all things that happens in her life. Father, thank you for my grandson, Ray J., bringing him peace and clarity and instructions and understanding. Father, thank you for the homeless people out there, Father. May you cover them. May their home be within you, Father. May they know that you are always in their midst, Father. Father, we thank you for elevation and expansion. Father, we thank you for the good news, the good report. We thank you for covering everyone, especially in the pathways of hurricanes. Father, we thank you for the strength of all the volunteers that's been helping in various parts of the country and states, that all the families that displaced. Father, we thank you for their effort and their tireless effort as they help the people just move from one area to another. So we just thank you for all that you do, who you are. I love you so much, Father, and I'm just glad to be called your daughter. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We bless you, Father, for who you are. You are the lily of the valley, Lord. You are the rose of Sharon. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are El Shaddai, God Almighty. You are the lion of tribe of Judah. You are the lamp of God, light of the world, angel of his presence. Father, we thank you that you are the rock of our salvation. We thank you, Father, that for even for the gift of life, even for ordering ourselves today, my God, we thank you for this wonderful day, Lord, that your angels were always with us, Lord. We thank you for your mighty protection upon our lives, your mighty protection upon our children, your mighty protection upon our wives, upon our husbands, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I just want to thank you. As I stand on the ground of the blood of Jesus to proclaim victory over sin, Satan, and his agent in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus to every stubborn in the mighty name of Jesus. And I apply the blood of Jesus upon our children, Lord, as they are about to go to school. My God, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We even enter into the schools, my God. We seal the schools with the blood of Jesus. Each and every child in the school, my God, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we stand upon your word, Lord, that no arm formed against our children shall ever prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We send the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn every spirit that is not of you in the school, my God. We pray even for the teachers, my God, that give them wisdom, Lord. Let them have the discerning of spirit in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of counseling be upon them, Lord. Let the spirit of motherhood be upon them, Lord, so they may handle our children, Lord, accordingly in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I soak myself, even my family, in the blood of Jesus. I paralyze all satanic oppression dedicated against us in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, as I pray, Lord, for each and every person on the call right now, that Father bless their family, Lord, and heal their family, Lord, and restore everything that the devil has stolen in their houses, in their homes, in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, my God, and we bless you. We thank you even for the Ghana, my God, for people who are going to Ghana, my God. We thank you, Lord, that you are ordering their steps. And we thank you, Father, for signs and wonders that is going to happen in Ghana, my God, because you are sending your prophet, my God, to proclaim your word. You are sending your prophet to start the school of prophets. Let it be, my God, according to your will, in Jesus' mighty name. Pave their way, Jesus. Pave their way, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Oh, how we love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you've made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now for your word begins to declare that if I be lifted up, that I'll begin to draw all men unto thee. Father God, we thank you now for touching all of our leaders and touching our leadership, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our archbishops, our pastors, Father God, our bishops. We thank you for touching even our ministers. We thank you for touching, Father God, even the deacons and deaconesses, Father God, even each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God, even in the prophetic order. We thank you, Father God, for touching even now, Father God, each and every one of your people, Father God, even those that are on the line and even those that have not made it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us in our comings and blessing us in our goings, Father God. Father God, right now we decree strength, Father God. We decree healing, Father God. We decree even healing over those that are sick and shut in, Father God. And we thank you in advance, Father God, for continuing to touch your people, Father God, and gird them with strength, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in marriages, Father God, and even in the homes of your people, Father God. Father God, we thank you for making right relationships, Father God, creating right relationships and right atmospheres, Father God, for growth, Father God, for your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, even inside of your churches, Father God, and even inside of your communities, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Right now, I want to lift up even those that are elderly, Father God, even those that are, Father God, even those that are our grandparents and our grandmothers and grandfathers, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for just touching their minds, Father God, and giving them strength in their bodies, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for just restoring unto them, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you even now for touching our children, Father God. Continue to touch them, Father God, as they enter into the school year, Father God. I want to thank you for keeping their minds safe, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for keeping them away from any wrong influence, Father God. Continue to make the crooked path straight, Father God. Continue to just be a lamb. lamp unto their feet, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, even for the victims that have suffered, Father God, from the flood, Father God. We know that your word declares, Father God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you'll begin to raise up a standard against them. So we thank you now, Father God, for what you're doing. And we decree and declare a divine hedge of protection even now over those individuals, Father God, even in the Florida area, Father God. Just continue to touch them, Father God. And we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, for your word continues to declare, Father God, peace be still and know that you are the Lord, Father God. We thank you now, and we'll be so careful to give your name all the grace, all the praise, all the honor, Father God, all the glory that it so worthily due. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah. For I speak forth the perfection of your day, for today is the best God has to offer. For every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father. Nothing shall impede our purpose and your assignment upon our lives. We walk in the timing of the Lord. We shall manifest greatness and excellence, bringing glory to your name, Father. Everything we touch turns into prophetic gold, for you bless the works of our hands. We find favor with our superiors, and elevation and expansion is our portion, for our name is great in the earth. And we thank you for multiple streams of income. Abundance is being transferred into our hands even now. We thank you, Lord God, that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. And we, in the name of Jesus, violently take the wealth of the wicked that is laid up for the just. We violently take the peace that you've bestowed upon us in the midst of turbulence, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of confusion. We pull down peace and divine order in every family, in every home, in every neighborhood. We violently take justice and righteousness. For righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach for any people. And we rebuke drug dealing. We rebuke prostitution. We rebuke domestic violence. We rebuke abuses of every kind. And we violently pull down deliverance. We violently pull down healing. We violently pull down justice and divine order and peace in our neighborhoods. In the name of Osha, in the name of Jesus, we violently take the healing that belongs to your people, for healing is the children's bread. And we thank you for divine income, Lord God, for those who have had difficulty finding employment. We call forth provision. We call forth your blessing, and we call forth multiple streams of income. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophet Bethany.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you, Prophetess Darlene, Company of Prophets, each and every one of you here on the line on this morning. Thank you for allowing this manifestation to continue and happen. Amen. Are there any announcements?
Yes and yes, Prophetess. Thank you so much. Just want to invite each and every one of the listeners right now to come and join us a little later on today at noon for our Pop Life radio show. It's going to be Wisdom Class Wednesday, and the topic is going to be Rainmaker, Four Elements of Prayer, Earth, Water, Fire, Air. It's going to be a phenomenal topic. Come and join us. And our host will be Prophetess Myra Moore, and her co-host will be Prophetess Terry Stinsett, Prophetess Tanjula Du Bois, and Prophetess Olympia Castillo. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany.
Wow, wow. Awesome. Thank you, Prophet Joshua. Amen. Are there any other announcements? As we are coming to a close on this morning, and listen, we will be right back here with our very own Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, the Master Prophet, yes, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard for a powerful teaching. Make sure you have your book if you are part of the Book of the Month Club. If you don't know what that's about, dial us, call us on the customer service line at 888-831-0434. But join us right here, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, with our very own Master Prophet on the line for a powerful teaching on this morning. God bless you one and all. Have a powerful, powerful Tuesday. Oh, Jesus, not Tuesday. We're and Wednesday. Have a powerful Wednesday on today, and let it make it the best Wednesday ever. God bless you all, and we will talk to all of you later. Love you. Peace.
Love you, Miami. Love you, July.